What is up, my friends? So a new thing that I want to try out is doing Music Friday. So every Friday we definitely get new tracks and whatnot from different artists. And this week we got a pretty good amount. We actually got a new Cardi B song, we got a new Weeknd EP, and we also got a Rich the Kid full on album. I will be making a video on all three of them. I will be doing the Rich the Kid one probably by tomorrow when you see this video. If you see this video on Friday, it'll be up by the Saturday. And that's just because it's a longer piece of work than the Weeknd 6-piece EP, which is what I'm actually going to be talking about in this video. And I'll also be doing another video for the new Cardi B song. So definitely new things I want to try with putting into more music and stuff into this channel. So just reacting to them and whatnot. And I'll also be doing on certain videos and all of that. But due to copyright, I'm not too sure how I'm going to be doing that. But I think this is a good format for now. So we'll figure it out as we go along. But anyways, let's just talk about the album itself. So let's just go track by track, and then these were my initial reactions to each of the songs. So here you go. Let's start off with Privilege. Definitely getting those darker, spookier, older vibes that he had. Next one is Hurt You. Has a little like Daft Punkish vibe in the back. And apparently that's because one of the members of Daft Punk helped produce this, so you could definitely hear that. Well, this one's a little more darker, but it still has some little pop into it, which I really do like. This one is I Was Never There, and this one's the one that has the most views. Right off the bat, I could definitely see this one being a single. A lot more sort of like a trilogy type vibe to it, and I'm digging it a lot. Oh, that switch up. But like kind of like a breakdown, really great. Okay, next one is Wasted Times. So far every track has just been heartbreak, sadness, depression, all that stuff. Who Hurt You has like everything that the Weeknd has done so far wrapped into this one song, from all the way to trilogy up until now, and it's just perfect. Okay, next song is Try Me. I love the little like noise in the background right there, really elevates you and brings you into this like dance feeling, but the music is very, very different. Last song is Call Out My Name. This has the second most viewed video, so let's check it out. Oh, this one's just gonna get deep into it. Take It Back. This is my favorite song. So overall, I think that the album was pretty good. It was really laid out well, and I think I enjoyed most of the tracks on there, if not all. There were a couple of them that were a little bit more of a maybe it grows on me and whatnot, and there were like about two of them that were just like immediate like hits in my head that I want to hear over and over. So for me, definitely my two favorite ones definitely have to be Call Out My Name and I Was Never There. Those were the two that I was really like into, and it looks pretty unanimous that those are the more popular tracks as well, and definitely ones that could actually be singles that we hear on the radio, especially Call Out My Name. I think that one will definitely be somewhere on the radio and billboards for sure. Just too good of a song, and definitely so real in the lyrics and whatnot. Definitely he's taking it back to his roots and less mainstream than he's used to, and now it's a lot of comparisons to Trilogy, but also many people pointing out to some Kissland type of vibes in there as well, and definitely can hear them throughout the singles and whatnot. I especially do like the one that was produced with the Daft Punk producer. I thought it was pretty dancing and whatnot, but it also was a great juxtaposition with the lyrics that it had. So overall, I enjoyed the EP. I thought it was great. I think he definitely is back to his roots, and whether it's a good thing or a bad thing because he's all in his feelings now, it's just up to whoever you're asking. If you're asking the fans, it's a good thing. If you're asking anybody close to him, maybe we might need to get some of happiness into the Weeknd. But anyways, I enjoyed the EP for what it was. I'm excited to hear more from it as the days go by, and definitely will be replaying these over the weekend, and I'm excited. But you let me know what you think about it. Have you listened to the whole EP? What's your favorite song on it? Comment it below, let me know. If you haven't subscribed to me already, go ahead and subscribe. I do movie talks, but I also do some music talks. I've talked about a couple of albums and a couple of songs before on this channel, but I'm definitely going to be doing that more on Fridays for sure, maybe Mondays as well. So definitely look out for those videos. Make sure you check out my Cardi B video as well. I'll be talking about the newest song, because it's definitely a lot different than what she's used to doing, and I definitely am here for it, and I see a lot of people are not here for it, so I'll be talking about that as well. But if you love movies as well, check out my videos I did on Isle of Dogs. I'll also have a Ready Player One video as well. You can go check them out on my channel. But anyways, as always, that's gonna do it for me. I'll see y'all next time. Stay positive.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.